Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and this is a very special On the Mat Report Part 2, previewing TLC pay-per-view for late Friday night, October the 20th. Now we got breaking news on the TLC pay-per-view happening this Sunday from Minnesota. Match-by-match results as they happen on the Barn Burner phone line, 416-800-7771. That's 416-800-7771. Toll-free 1-888-680-7771, extension 51. With me, Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed, and our latest, newest superstar. Yes, I sound like the ring announcer from Old SmackDown. Rated R superstar, Amanda. Well, you're not rated R. Or are you rated? Never mind. All right. Now let's get to the big, big news. TLC, Roman Reigns, out. Now, Bray Wyatt, or is it Sister Abigail, out, because they have some sort of virus. We'll get to that in a couple seconds. Replacing Roman Reigns, it's true. After 11 years, Kurt Angle makes his return, and better than that, replacing Sister Abigail is an Abigail lookalike, AJ Styles. Finn Balor, AJ Styles, and I have more news to get to, but first, what do you think of these changes, Amanda?
I am so all for AJ Styles and Finn Balor. This is going to be probably an easy contention for match of the year. It's going to be phenomenal. Obviously, it's AJ Styles, it's Finn Balor. They're both such good, good wrestlers in the ring. So I also hope that they don't make Finn Balor the demon and that they save him because the demon
He is going to be the demon. I got news for you. He is going to be the demon. He is coming out as a demon. And no word if AJ Styles with his mama, soccer mama hair, will be Sister Abigail. But that match, is, from what I hear, is going to get 35 to 40 minutes. Yes, 35 to 40 minutes. And there is an angle in that match. All right, what do you think about Kurt Angle?
The Good Brothers.
No, not the Good Brothers. Come on.
What?
The club. They're two founding members of the club. Now, what do you think of Kurt Angle, it's damn true, interjecting himself into that match? They built this pay-per-view as the Shield reuniting. The Shield's first match in, you know, 2-3 years since Seth Rory Rollins broke them up. And, you know, what do you think of Kurt Angle being interjected into that match?
I'm kind of worried for Kurt Angle. I mean, he's now getting thrown into this match two days prior. He hasn't wrestled for 11 years. He's broken his neck I don't know how many times, and then they're going to put him with Braun Strowman, Kane, The Bar, and The Miz, and with tables, ladders, and chairs. So I hope I'm excited, obviously, to see him back in the ring, but I'm also a little nervous to see him in the ring.
And he's going to take the biggest bumps of the match. All right. Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed. By the way, I got to make a special announcement here. By the way, episode 56 will be featuring Amanda, and it was interrupted by yours truly because Rory told me he wants to break some news. So go ahead, Rory, break some news.
I don't know what news I have to break. How's it going, guys? Just, you know, a little devastated. But
yes,
I'm engaged,
he's okay. Hold on,
and
hold
I'm
on.
Happy.
Hold on.
And I'm happy.
You're devastated. I'll go on the line as a man of my word. Amanda, you got to take this. All right? As a man of the word, yeah. I am sorry for ruining episode 56, and in case it is ruined, do episode 57 with me and Amanda. How about that, Rory?
I would rewind it back and just call it 56. It's okay, Joe. All is good over here. You are a man of your word. You are a good stand-up gentleman. But let's talk about
let's talk about the breaking news. Kurt Angle teaming up with you, Seth Rory Rollins. Go ahead.
Okay, I guess I'm CrossFit Jesus 2.0.
Jewish. I don't know. I'm not Jewish too. Come on. Who is that guy?
This this is going to be interesting. I was very skeptical at this card when we first talked about it, when we did this, the first TLC breakdown. Now this card is a must watch. Like, I'm looking at Kurt Angle right now, and I mentioned this to you, Joe. I don't think he's going to take any bumps. This is clearly a clear indication that we're about to see something major go down on this pay-per-view at the end of the match. You just stated that Finn Balor and AJ Styles are about to get, you know, 30, 40 minutes and whatnot. That's going to be fine and dandy. I kind of want to touch on that also, too. But with Kurt Angle, it is marquee. Everybody's going to be going nuts. If you've bought your ticket and you're going to this show, oh my goodness, your price of your ticket just went up. And if you can't make the show, well, you can sell your ticket for double, maybe even triple. But you know what? I'm going to be glued. I'm going to be glued to the flat screen here, watching it in 1080p. It's
Here we go. It's not HDTV. 1080p flat screen. What are you, a Best Buy salesman? Come on!
Hey,
your thoughts. We got to move on to other topics.
I'm giving you the thoughts.
Well,
I like,
come on.
Match,
I could be like sleeping here. Come on, quickly.
I expect a whole lot of cluster gonna happen in this. Be prepared. There's gonna be a lot of interference off of the Shield side. That's gonna help equal the level of the playing field. Don't expect anybody to turn on the Miz's team, but I expect to see some big key player names in this match.
Well, reveal them.
Okay, I have a couple theories.
You're putting everybody to sleep. Come on, quickly.
I don't think you're going to see Samoa Joe. I think you're going to see Kurt Angle's son make an appearance.
Whoop-dee-doo, Kurt Angle, Jason Jordan making appearance, whoop-dee-doo, come on, you're going to stall here, come on, get to the nitty-gritty
stuff.
I'm going to stall,
because I'm not about the Fast and Furious business right now, like I said. You owe me big, Joe, you owe me
what
big.
What do you mean I owe you big?
Anyways,
I'm getting to you, because we have a surprise for Amanda.
This.
I have a surprise for Amanda. By the way, do you know what the next pay-per-view is?
The next pay-per-view Survivor Series.
Yes, great. Thank you, Amanda. See, what a help. I'm like, Rory, do you know who's having a contest for the Survivor Series?
The Barn Burner is having the best contest ever for the Survivor Series.
No wonder this girl has a good future. I'm like, Rory. All right, Rory, I promise for 14 seconds I won't interrupt you. Go ahead.
Like I said, it's going to be a whole bunch of interestingness. There's a lot of key factor players in this. I feel we could see Brock Lesnar show up, but I don't think we're going to see Brock Lesnar show up right now.
Hold on. Your 14 seconds is up. I think we're going to see Brock Lesnar show up, but I don't think we're going to see Brock. Does this make any sense? Have you been hitting the juice too hard, Rory? I know you're a fitness trainer. Have you been hitting the, you know, some dumbbell wants to hit
juice.
You in the head?
I'm here, Joe. Let me just talk, please. Thank you. But
thank
here's
you
the thing is that. Here's the thing that people don't see, and I'm going to just say something that sounds a little crazy. There's a thing called angles. There's a thing that's called angles and scripts. What if Roman gets cleared, and what if Roman does show up?
Then it's 4-on-5.
Oh.
Then here's another breaking part of news. You hear the tolls. You hear the bells. Mm. And not only does the Taker come out, which I would go crazy and call Joe live, and we would press record to do on some bad feature Amanda from our house watching the show, fan reaction. I will say this right now. Then they get the pin 1-2-3, and Taker then turns on Roman.
You know what, Rory? Amanda, I got to say this. This guy is in a dream world. Do you want to know what happens? I'm going to tell you what happens. Rory, do you have anything else to say before I reveal everything here?
So reveal it, Joe. Reveal it. Go right ahead.
No, we're going to put Amanda on the spot in just a couple seconds. But Amanda, you made a good point. The next pay-per-view Survivor Series, and stay tuned to the On the Mat Wrestling Show for more details regarding, how could you call it, the greatest, the awesomeness, the best Survivor Series contest, right?
Yeah.
It is so big, this contest, that I'm going to call Rory Mitchell the Mitchell Raja. That's what I'm going to say. Mitchell Raja. You don't like Mitchell Raja?
Real quick, No. This is here. I'm just going to flip this out here. This is even more of an exclusive. This contest is bigger than the Lotto 649. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on. I'll give up the contest if we win $3 million. Come on. it's not bigger than 6'4". Now,
yes, it
I
is.
Have,
if to a wrestling, to a wrestling fan, yes, it is.
Okay,
yeah.
Hold on. We're going to forget. I'm going to get some points here. I over the last few weeks, or after we had debuted Amanda here, I've got several emails. Amanda, do you want to be put on the spot?
Sure.
Why not? She's a trooper. She's a trooper, okay? So, Rory, I sent you some emails. Do you want to read the emails?
I'm refreshing my phone right now.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. This guy is refreshing his phone. Like, tell the world when you're refreshing the phone. So, what? Rory.
Oh,
broadcasting,
yeah.
In broadcasting, there's no dead air. So, refreshing
maybe we put this one out here. His first initial starts with a B, and the last the name of his initial starts with L.
What are you talking about? BL?
BL.
What does that mean?
We're dropping exclusive.
All right, go ahead. Give me an exclusive.
It was a 15-minute interview with Joe, the co-host, or the host, sorry, with Bobby Lashley.
No, that's not the question for what's wrong with this guy. You're drinking too much Shanley. Let me tell you that. All right, okay. So look, I sent you the emails. What I got for specifically questions for Amanda, and you're bringing Bobby Lashley into this. All right, you want to talk about GFW or Impact Wrestling? We'll talk about it. But get to the emails that I sent you about Amanda. She wants to be grilled by the fans.
Oh, she wants to be grilled by the fans?
I sent you four emails. Rory,
I missed that one. I missed that one, Joe.
Okay, Amanda, did he not just say he's refreshing his phone? Did he not just say that? What do you mean you missed that one? Read the emails. Come on. Show that you have a little, how am I going to call it, chutzpah, all right? Show that you have a little bit of chutzpah and read the emails.
So Amanda wants to be grilled by the fans.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, yep.
All right. Here's question number one. Since Rory's not, they want to know how old you are.
Okay, you don't ask a lady how old you are.
Thank you.
Rory, don't ask that question.
Hold on one second here. Amanda, Kay Fabulous, thank you for answering that the way you need to answer it.
All right. I didn't ask that question.
Joe?
It's the fans.
Keep going with the questions.
I know.
It's the fans that asked that question. And in fact, there's a guy named Paul here, Paul Giamani. He said he met you at Cody Rhodes signing or whatever, and you're very nice. He wishes you the best of luck on Barnburner, but he spelled Barnburner wrong. Go ahead, Rory. Read the next question.
Ooh. I don't know about this one. The fans want to know if you're married.
No.
Hold on. You can answer if you're married, but you don't answer your age? All right. Amanda, no offense. I'm going to tell everybody. She's 29 and holding. All right? She's 29 and holding.
What?
Okay?
Wait. Breaking news.
This is not
breaking
true.
News. Wait. Yes, it is true. Because Hanson Rusev, I just seen a tweet.
Exactly.
Let me get the tweet.
Are you calling Rusev a liar?
Wait, what?
Rusev texted me. I forwarded it to Rory, and he said Amanda is 29 and holding. So are you calling Rusev a liar? Are you calling Rusev a liar?
No.
He'll crush you. Tell the truth. Aren't you 29 and holding? Okay.
Yeah.
So. See, you said yes, no, whatever. Who cares? You're in the late 20s and holding. Now you said you're not married. Okay, the next question. The next question is from Rick, 164 at Yahoo. He wants to know, how long have you been a wrestling fan, and what is your career goals?
Ooh, okay. I've been a wrestling fan forever.
29 years and holding.
like 20 years.
All right. And what's your ultimate goals?
Obviously, career goals would be to work for the WWE.
Ooh. Thanks. You work for me, but you want to move up in the world, eh?
Hey, she's going to replace Renee Young. I'm telling you, it's exclusive.
Why you spoil? Oh, my gosh, Rory. I'm very upset with you right now. You upset me.
And you didn't upset me earlier? Really?
Now, Rory, read the next question.
No, I'm not reading this one. I'll let you read it.
Which one? Send it to me on my phone. Now, go read the next one. Read something. Why is there dead air, see? What's wrong with you, Rory?
Here's a
you
good one.
Amanda,
I got a question. No, I got a
script.
Question for her.
Let's
I got a question.
All right. For 2 seconds. Do you have any questions to ask about Rory or me?
Ooh.
I asked
Rory.
Somebody's getting put on the spot right now tonight.
Rory, sit back. Drink
Rory
your Starbucks. All right, go ahead.
All right. I asked Rory his questions when we did the episode 56 of the Mitchell Report Unleashed.
See,
so,
that's how you cut
okay.
a promo, Rory.
A question for you, Joe.
Oh, here we go.
If you could be any wrestler's manager, past or present, who would it be?
Look, Ric Flair, because he's a 60-minute man. He's the limousine riding, jet flying, willing, feeling, kiss feeling, son of a gun. Woo! Next question.
Oh, I got to ask another question?
You want to ask another question? Go ahead. Didn't I cut that promo very well?
Actually, talking about promos, if we ask that question, Amanda, I know when we talked on the show, we, and I said this and I teased it, you know, Joe was also on episode 53, but we're going to put it out there right now, and I want you to follow up with this. And Joseph, can you cut a promo right now on the Matt show, please? Thank you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Rory, I'm your boss. You don't ask your boss to cut a promo. I thought about this. Seriously, I thought about this. All of us are going to cut promos. All right? All of us are going to put up. And since, Rory, you're the female here, you go first.
Am I a heel or am I a face?
Well, look at your face. Do you really want to be a face?
Disrespectful. Well, as I come down to the ring, and I look at all the measly,
all right,
measly.
That's the worst promo in the world. Look, Nora, first of all, you sit back and listen. Amanda, you want to cut a promo? Cut a promo.
I do not want to cut a promo, no.
No, you got to cut a promo. He called you out. You got to show the fans that you can do what people ask. You have to cut a promo. If you don't want to cut a promo, I'll cut a tag team promo with you.
Hold on. I'm gonna help her out here. Put the promo. When you cut the promo, add your finisher to it, like you mentioned.
What's her finisher?
She
That's another
you.
Good question. I have that question. What's your finisher?
My finisher would be the KKO.
The KK, and what does that entitle?
It's like the RKO, but it's fabulous.
Well, where's the F in it? KFO.
Oh. Yeah,
okay,
KFO. Well, that's even better.
Yeah, KFO. Okay. So do you want to cut a promo?
No.
Come on. Just try your best. Give me a line.
I have not had enough beer to have a
Okay, what's your
promo.
Favorite? Here's the next, what's your favorite beer?
MGD.
All right, Miller General Draft. All right. Thank you, Jack Armstrong. Now, here's the other question. I'm going to read one final question, and as actually Rory wants to know this, because actually Rory said this is a very good question. Amanda, since you're not married, like you said, and mm-hmm. potentially not have a boyfriend, it's four people asked this question. Four people in the emails asked the same question, okay? What does mm-hmm. Amanda look for in a man?
Ooh.
Good question. Thanks a lot, Richard, Don, Stephen, and John. Those are the four people who asked it. And to be honest with you, Rory said it's a good question, so I'm saying...
It is a good question.
Okay, go ahead. What do you look for in a man? Rory, check mark if you have it.
You got to be funny.
Rory doesn't have that.
Confident.
Rory's overconfident, no good.
And just a genuine person.
That can't disqualifies Rory. All right. Okay,
how do I fall into this, though? Like I feel like I'm being blindsided.
Because you don't know how to cut a promo. You're like Roman Reigns. Seriously, do you want to cut a promo? Because we're going to close out this special edition of the On the Mat Report here on barnburner.ca. And before I cut the promo, Rory, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. And tell everybody when episode 56, the second greatest episode of 56, 53
first
was the best.
First greatest episode.
No, no. Rory, let me ask you.
No. Actually, Amanda, keep going. Amanda, I want you. What did you say? It was the what?
It's definitely the greatest episode that has ever been unleashed.
Amanda, whatever your name is, if that's your real name, Amanda, is that your real name, Amanda? How could you say episode 56 is the greatest episode when episode 53 was the greatest episode, greatest ranking, number one? He comes to me for ratings. You don't come for ratings, even though I like you and you're do amazing job here on the Mat Report. The ratings killer is Rory. Now that's how you cut a promo. Thank you.
Actually, this is how we cut a promo here. Is Amanda's going to end up walking, you know, through the hell, brimstone, and fire, and she's going to hit you with
Can you be more
KKO.
Original? Can you be
she's
more
gonna
original?
She's going to hit you with a KKO.
All right, no.
Yep.
I'm going to be serious here. Let's be serious for a couple seconds. Amanda, you are on episode 56 of Rory Mitchell's Mitchell Report Unleashed. What was your favorite part of that report?
Everything. The whole episode was awesome. It was a really good flow, good back and forth banter between the two of us. I totally enjoyed it.
All right. So
he knows you'll never ask me that question, though.
I'll never ask you that question?
You'd never ask me that question.
What was the best part of the Mitchell Report Unleashed episode 56?
The worst part of the episode.
I said
Joe
the best
decided...
part.
I just got to put some humor into it. No, I'll just
the
decide.
Best part. The, one,
the
okay,
best,
yes,
the,
yes, here.
Part,
I'll even be another
part.
Stand-up man because Amanda likes stand-up men. I'll be a stand-up. The worst part was when I interrupted episode 56 of the Mitchell Report. He'll never let me down. So, Rory, instead of me calling you the insider for wrestling, boxing, MMA, co-host of the Ballin' Basketball Podcast, you're now the cultural director. What was your title?
He's cultural insider director.
All right, that's your title for the next 12 seconds. All right, now.
No, the best. All jokes aside, is the best part of the episode. It was just the flow, and I'll be honest, it was a very humble approach that Amanda gave to me there, just talking about wrestling. And you know, the whole show was targeted to wrestling, and it's how she grew up, and it just got involved with wrestling also too. So, shout outs to her for coming on the show, and definitely we are going to make sure we spin it off, and we do a Joseph Stasek and Amanda on the Mitchell Report Unleashed.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't want to be on it after I actually.
I know it's hard to be on after the greatest. I understand.
You know what, Rory? I don't like this. You gave her cockiness. The worst thing about cockiness.
Nope. Because actually, you know what the thing is that I'm going to be her manager, and the thing is, I would come up in the middle of the ring. I would come up.
Your manager, first of all,
all
right, hold on.
Ring
yourself. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a serious question here. Okay, right now in the wrestling world, if there was a manager, who would be the greatest manager for you?
Right now in the wrestling world?
Yeah, there's only one advocate manager, and he's our persuasion.
Obviously, I would want Paul Heyman.
Correct! Correct. The only thing about Paul Heyman and Rory, the same hairline. All right, now, Rory.
Right here, Joe. What's going on?
All right. Tell everybody, give them a sneak peek of what they can expect on this episode 56. And you know what? Amanda has impressed me so much that I may use her on the MMA Ground and Pound show. How about that, Amanda? Do you know anything about MMA? Let me ask you, or Rory, ask her a question about the MMA.
Okay.
Well, come on, let's get here again.
I'm thinking. I got to think.
Where's the Sister Abigail? Oh, my God.
Oh, brother. You know what? I told you, when the light dim purple and she comes out of the out of the ring and she hits you with the KKO, I'm going to point at you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you'd be sleeping with Snuggie and all. Anyways, who's your favorite female fighter? And I'll say this.
She told me this. It was Ronda Rousey.
That's why I said past or present.
I do like Ronda Rousey.
No, Gina Carano, love? Come on. Gina Carano?
No. Because she looks a little bit like Ronda Rousey.
Am I asking the question?
You're not. You're just stalling for time.
What's her name? Cyborg?
Ooh.
I like Cyborg.
See, Joe would have his hands full because he'd be getting a KKO and he'd get a ground and pound.
Joe would have his hands full. I have my hands full with you, let alone Ronda Rousey or whatever. Now, we're going to close out the On the Mat Wrestling Show here on barnburner.ca with some Impact Wrestling GFW news. How do you like that, Rory? Do you want to tell everybody your expertise in GFW?
I know that we had a great guest that came on the show, Bobby Lashley.
No. Here, Impact held their press conference at the Crest and Crate in Ottawa today to reveal an Impact-themed pizza and beverage that will be available at the restaurant from November 4th to November 10th. There's two types of pizza. Amanda and you, what's your favorite pizza in just a second? There are two types of pizza. One is the scissor kick, a spicy grilled chicken, roasted corn, black beans, salsa, red onion, jalapenos, and sriracha, and pulled pork Paul Driver, pulled pork, pickles, onions, red chilies, jalapeno, bacon, and barbecue. Now, the Impact cocktail is gin, rum, 7-Up, and splash of lemon wine. What do you think about those Impact pizza and their drink, Amanda?
The Impact pizza sounds cool. I definitely tried them both. The drink, you said gin?
Yes.
Was in it? Yeah, hey, not a fan of gin.
You know what we found out about you, Amanda? You like wine, mm-hmm. beer, gin. I maybe get you a 6-pack or a 12-pack or a 24. How many bottles of beer do you have to be buzzed by? It takes Rory half a beer.
That's good. Rory. This guy's still throwing me under, still throwing shade at me. Okay, that's fine.
I'm not throwing shade at you. Come on.
I'm part Irish, so I can drink with the best of them.
She's part Conor McGregor. See,
Which part Conor McGregor? Are you the tattoo part or the part that can beat up Rory?
Oh, my God. Why does everything come
you upset me, that's why.
And you didn't upset me?
No, I didn't. Did I upset you, Amanda?
No.
See? See, this is why Amanda's going to be the star of this On the Mat Wrestling Show. And you know what? I'm going to worry. We're going to close this out. Give them your details on social media and everything. Rory Mitchell, The Mitchell Report Unleashed. There you go. Come on.
Thank you. Just simply on Twitter, RoryEgn. That's my Twitter handle. We talk all good things sports, wrestling. And you can see also me on Instagram, R3684.
Amanda?
Yeah, you can also find me on Twitter at KFabulous, KaySabeulous.
All right, Amanda, since you're the star of the show, and I'm calm now at you because looking at you, I can't even be mad. You want to close out this show?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Way to put you on the spot, see? Again, dead air. So go ahead, close out the show.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to you. This is a very special edition of breaking news for On the Mat, which is on the Fired Up podcast, which is on barnburner.ca. You are catching myself, Amanda, Rory Mitchell with the Mitchell Report Unleashed, and Joseph Payset, the greatest host of all time.
I love this girl already. See, Rory, do you want to cut? Here, I should cut this interview off, but Rory, you close the show out. Come on. Let me see how you close the show out.
I'd close the show out very simply like this. I would hot.